Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. Then again, I suppose that would be the logical action for one to take when a mysterious woman greets them from the inside of their normally empty home. Wait, hear me out. Turn the light on. I promise you, I am not what you think I am. See? I'm not a human looking to rob you, nor am I a monster waiting to ambush you. I'm Ahuri, and the goddess has deemed you worthy of her favor. Come, sit. I'm just gonna explain this a little bit. You know how there's monsters and the lord that they follow? Good. Well, there's three sides to this. Monsters, the angels who mostly care about purity, and then the angels who only wish to spread joy and love. I'm the third kind. We don't care who you are as long as you wish to make the world around you a better place. Some of us will even go as far as to give others a nudge in the right direction. Love, joy, those are words that describe our mission. You are favored. You see, when someone does a good deed, they should do so without the expectation of being rewarded. After all, the true reward should be the satisfaction of knowing that you're making the world just a little bit better. However, over the many, many years, we noticed that simple satisfaction just isn't enough anymore. As civilizations began to grow and people became more condensed as a result, we found that in certain cases, things like joy and satisfaction were being suppressed. The vast disparity of people living so close together makes it harder on those who do good and get nothing when they see those who do bad get everything. Though it's the nature of mortals to grasp at worldly riches by any means possible, the goddess could not help but frown at the state of those who resisted their natural urges of greed and selfishness. So, the Huri were sent out to watch for anyone who was charitable and selfless. In the past, the bar was quite high, making us a rarity for some and a normal sight for others. Good people had multiple of us, and saints a great many multitude. However, when accounting for the number of people in this day and the declining good nature of those who reside in this world, in some places a single good person can equal to a saint. It's quite sad, but not as sad as those who we wish to help. I know how you feel. Frustrated, tired, helpless. You can't help but assist those who ask you for help. You don't even consider what a beggar would use your money on. You don't care if your dollars never reach their intended recipients, and you don't mind the fact that those you support might never look your way. Every action you take, you imagine that the best possible outcome will occur because you're powerless to control what happens the second it leaves your hands. Some might call you foolish. Others pretend you don't exist. It's all you can do to just keep going. But you're waning. I can feel that. Behind your positive expression, your chin up, and a pretend sparkle in your eyes, behind that lies a fading flame. You're burning out, And even though no one believes or cares about your state, you continue to keep moving forward because you're truly trying to convince yourself that you're doing good. Am I wrong? You don't need to act strong in front of me. I'm here to help you. I won't judge you if you need to cry. Offering you a shoulder is what I'm here for. If you accept, I can help you in whatever way you want me to. You seem surprised. It's natural for you to be apprehensive, but I swear to you, I only want to help. Ooh, you're trembling. You mind if I move a little closer? There, it's gonna be okay. I've got you. It's okay. It's okay. I'll keep you going. I'll make sure that your flame doesn't burn out. You might feel the need to take care of the world, but I feel the need to take care of you. You can let your guard down. With me, you can be yourself, your true self. I'll never judge you. I'll never hurt you. And I'll hold you for as long as you need me to. What is it? Oh, you don't need to thank me. You're still so tense. Here. I think this will help. How's that? You're blushing. Shh, don't say anything. I'll take care of you. Just lean back for me, okay? That's it. Relax. Just feel my hands run down your body. It's okay to shiver. You don't have to be strong around me. Nothing can harm you. In fact, as an angel, there are more ways for me to defend you in the face of danger than there are numbers in your language. You're safe. I promise. You look so tired. You must have been barely holding on. But don't worry. Everything's gonna be okay. Shh, relax. There you go. You're starting to get hard. Don't be embarrassed. I find it flattering. I'm gonna get it ready, if you don't mind. Just a few kisses, and it's already so hard. I can even see a bead of pre-cum.
I can feel you throbbing in my mouth. Every time I move that tongue over your head, you even let out such soft whimpers. How does my hand feel against your balls? I'm not hurting you, am I? Do you like it when I slap it on my tongue? You must be very sensitive. You're already trembling. I think I've got you worked up enough. Okay. When we do this, you'll be officially bound to me. Is this something you want? It is. Okay, darling. I promise to take the very best care of you. Oh. You feel so good. I loved that moan you let out when you entered me. And you're already throbbing so much just from being inside of me. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? Fuck. How do I feel? Is your cock being tightly squeezed? Oh, I know, baby, I know. Shh. Feel my arms wrap around you. I've got you, okay? No. Don't come too soon, okay? We only just started. Oh, such cute noises you're making for me. It really didn't take that much for you to melt, huh? Then again, I would say the best way to describe you before was an ice cube in hell. You really needed someone to do this for you, didn't you? I know, baby, I know. I'm gonna speed up now, okay? And you just take it. Fuck. Oh, you're reaching so far inside of me. Oh my god. I can tell you're so close. You're trying your hardest to keep from coming. Is it because I asked you to hold on? Oh, you're trying so hard to please me. It's adorable. Oh, you're adorable. Oh, what's that? You can't hold on any longer. Okay, baby. Oh, listen to me. Look in my eyes. Come for me. Come. Oh my god. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Don't worry, I'll drain it all out of you. Good boy. That was intense. I hope I didn't overdo it. Oh my, you look like you're gonna pass out. I'll get off of you and get you to bed. Come, take my hand. You can lean against me. I might be shorter than you, but I'm also much stronger. I'll be your guardian angel, okay? Here we are. Lie down and I'll get in with you. Good boy. I've already made arrangements to get you a few days off. It didn't take much to pull a few strings upstairs, if you catch my drift. Just a little divine intervention. I'm not sure if they made it so your boss will look away or if he'll genuinely believe you're there, but you have a few days to rest. And judging by how tired you were, I think you need it. No alarms, no obligations. If you wake up before you get the recommended 8 hours, I'll just use my abilities to put you back to sleep. Well, as your houri, I expect you to be happy and healthy. I understand that this is a temporary solution, but I'll work something out. You deserve it. No sleep. I'll make sure I'm the first thing you see in the morning, so you won't think this is all a dream. I love you. Sweet dreams.